So one person brings witnesses that it's Avaisa and Chazaka. The other one brings witnesses that Chazaka. Now the Lashon of the Gemara is Mashmah. I don't know if it makes a difference, but the Lashon of the Gemara is that which one did he say first? He sounds like he said Avasa first. So that the contradiction was only later. So he said Avasa first, and then he said Achla Shnei Chazaka. And then he got contradicted on the Achla Shnei Chazaka. So Rav Nachman says, Uge Achila Ba'al De Achila, Uge Arachezkes Avasa. Okay. That you have the kosher edim. Okay. Amar Rava ha edis b'cheshes. Or viha. Right, we did that back with the vav, I think, right? Okay, so let's see Rashi on Rava. Again, what does Rashi say? Let's turn this phone off. I'm sorry, I'm going to turn off this alarm. Okay. Rashi says, even the honey base ketos machisha zuazu. Achas mayam suda the whole ijishaba item. So one of the edis is puzzle. Rakwe shainavire aza pseudo. He bought the edus on the gamri. So the question is, Pashup Shat in Rashi, Rashi means that Akadam Sudako Edishabaidam, because he's a liar, he's a chakran. Right? That's Pashup Shat. Kiyun the Ali Beis Kita Machisha Zuazu, Akadam Sudako Edishabaidam, because we have Edis and he's a liar, or because he is a liar. What are the lies? Since when you lie, you're posting edus. So someone asked in Shir, really, Rabbi Begida today, Dr. Begida, pointed out that doesn't make sense here because, Pashas, if you're a liar, so you're posting edus, so you're only posting edus from when you became a liar. But in the cases that he said, show avosa first. So why should he be pasul eidus for the avosa? Right, that was Dr. Begida made that observation.
Is that the tukti dibur?
What?
Not tukti dibur.
So what is tukti dibur?
Well, one eidus. You can't say I was kosher for one part, not the other part.
So if that's the case, I hear. In other words, you have to say that since it's token de dibur, so it's one edus. And since it's one edus, so it's like edus shabato miksaso bato kuda, whatever. So then why does Rashi have to make the point that he's pesuda cho edus shabaitam? Why does Rashi, what do we need that for? You just say that kim the hani beis edus mukheshes. So we don't accept this edus. And it's toga de dibur, so it's one edus. Like why is if the word is that it's toga de dibur, and it's toga de dibur is making it into one edus. So why does Rashi discuss l'chol edus shabaitam? That's not relevant. Was Rashi just going off on a tangent? The if shot is that it's considered two separate edus. So then I understand Rashi has to tell you that it's not enough that you're possible, you have to be possible to call it the. But Dr. Begida is telling that even if you are possible to call it the, you're only possible to call it the in the future. So Edomai, the psuo is, Edishabato Miksa Sabato Kula. So what does that have to do? So what's Rashi talking about being possible to call Yiddish Shabbat Olam? That's not relevant. That's nothing to do with anything. The point is that this day, this is Mukhish. Therefore, it's Bata Miksasa. And what is Bata Miksasa, Bata Kula? Also, another problem is what's the Gemara is comparing it to Rav Nachman Rav Huna is clearly a shayin about a different Eidus. Not a question of Eidus Shabbat Miksasa, Bata Kula. It's a question about future Eidus. So the Machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Huna is whether it's kosher for future Eidus. So that has nothing to do with them. You know, if it's here, it's a shayna. If Rav is svarig, because of Eidus Shabbat Miksasa, Bata Kula, so then there's no reason to say necessary that Rava holds like Rav Chisda. Rava can agree with Rav Chisda that for future Eidus he's kosher. And the Gemara wanted to say, Lema Rava can Rav Chisda. What does Rava have to do with Rav Chisda? Rava could say that for future Eidus he's kosher. But over here, it's Eidus Shabbat Miksasa Bata Kula.
Even over here, if it's two different cases, Lamaisa, even if we want to say it's mamish two different Eidus, the fact is that it's not Mikan Lahabal because there's no Eidus that's accepted without the other. In other words, it's not a din of Tuch Deidia, but it could be two separate Eidus. But at the end of the day, we need his Avosai to be established. In other words, the whole. Because
two separate Eidus. Why is it connected? It's two separate
things. Yeah, no, Psak. His whole taina, he has one taina. His taina is Avosai and he has Shani Chazaka. That's one taina.
Why is that true? His taina is Avosai. He's trying to prove Shavasa. He has two ways to prove Avosai. One way to prove Avosai is because he has Eidim, there's Avosai. You know, the second way to prove Avasa, because he had a chazaka, but they're not tali zabezet. The chayra is he's coming in and he's offering two unrelated proofs.
Let's say he just has Avasa.
He would win with that.
He against somebody who has a suffix shani chazaka.
In other words, Avasa is a proof of taina.
What does Avasa do? Well, okay, I'm just saying, what does Avosai Be'etzim do?
He's the only
one. Let's see what it said, Avosai versus Shani Chazaka. Anything would have happened here?
If no one had Shnei Chazaka, and he just had Avosai, of course he would win. So the two Chazakas are canceled out.
Because I have a suffix Shani Chazaka right now. I don't know if it's canceled out. What we have is a suffix. We have is a suffix Shani Chazaka. I don't know if it's canceled out. We didn't say canceled out. We said it's Islay. It is definitely a next step of Shani Chazaka. We don't know where the Shani Chazaka is. A suffix in the Shani Chazaka. We don't know if it's his Shani Chazaka or somebody else's. It's not Kamanda Lessa. It's Kamanda Isa, we said. We can't just take that and zero it out. Nobody said it. We're not saying zero it out. We say it's Kamanda Isa. Now we have a suffix that has to go into that. We have to see the Avosai. And I have a suffix. Maybe there's a Shani Chazaka. I can't see one without the other.
He's a Marikama. You have a suffix, Shani Chazaka. He's a Marikama. He wins. That's what Kufa Rav Nachman says. That we okay, Achira Bahad Achira. And you win with the Chazaka.
So maybe it's because it's the same goal. Really, it's two separate ideas.
Well, I can't. What?
Really, you have to say, like you're ever saying, there's two separate ideas going on here. It's not talking to Debo or whatever. But the mindset is trying to accomplish the same goal. So if you're mukhlis for one, then you're in a sense mukhlis for both, because you said two things to achieve the same goal.
Is that
so
true?
If we don't believe you on one, we're not going to believe you on the other.
So then that has nothing to do with Rav Nachman. with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda's svara was that you're not believed for a different edus. How can the Gemara?
Mekanel Abba and Tunyonim is the same as Mafreya and one Indian.
Why does that follow? It sounds like two separate svaras.
Well, the svara is whether you what you think about these Eidim. About what you know about the Akasha. So if you view it as something that passes them going forward, then it should passel them at least what they were trying to accomplish.
Okay, so you're saying like this, that according to Rav Nachman, the Eidus are not posel at all. So therefore it's just that we have conflicting messages. So we can't act on it. So we don't know, but the Eidus are not possible. But according to Rava is saying one of these pair of Eidim are possible. That's Rava's chiddush. Rav Machlokes Rava and Rav Nachman is Rav Nachman holds that no one's possible. And Rava says one of them is possible. Now, once one of them is possible, so then it goes ahead and it affects the previous edus because of you're saying some kind of chiddush, then if it's a psul, so then it carries over to a previous edus if it's on the same topic. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It's not just that it's the same topic, it's the same, like their edus wasn't chal, like it's the court case is still going on.
Right. See, that, isn't that saying because it's Tolkien de Dibur? So then what does it have to do with Rav Chisda? Let's say that Rava only over here, Rava says are possible because it's one edus, but it's not. But if it would be in Rav Chisda's case, where it's two separate edus, then Rava would never send his then.
Well, maybe we could say that structurally, I don't have the svara for this, that if we're just discussing edus Shabbat law, we're not going to say that just because it was tough day, Kedei Dibur is going to be mivatel the other part. But if we're going to now come and say that it's a psul in the edim, then we will say that the tough Kedei Dibur, the psul, extends Tolkien de Dibur. I don't have a svara for that, but
okay. That sounds very good, happens to be. But okay, in other words, you're saying like this, you're saying that, in other words, if it's Akasha, and Rav Nachman saying that really every A, both A, this is, I'm just saying what you said, I think it sounds good. Rav Nachman says that both A, this are really kosher. We can't act on it because we have two opposite A, this, so they can't, so in other words, but they're both here. If you have two edus both here and they're both saying the same thing, the opposite thing, so they neutralize each other. But Neamonis, each one supplied a Neamonis of edus. Okay, so then there's no din of edus shabato miksaso bato kula because it's not shot that the edus is bato. The edus is not bato. Each one is a kosher edus. It's just that. Because there's equal kosher edus on two sides, so they're, we can't act on them. But it's not the edus is not bato. We're not mevato the edus. We're just not. We can't use the edus. Right? In other words, if I have a tug of war, so I'm on one side, you're on the other side. We're both here. It's just that it doesn't accomplish anything. But you don't say I don't exist. I exist. I exist, and you exist. You can't say I'm bato. I exist. And so therefore there's no svara of edus shabato miksasa bato kula. But Rava is saying edus shabato miksasa bato kula. Even though I don't see that in Rashi's Lashon, but all right. And therefore, in order to get edus shabato miksasa bato kula, you have to say that the edus is bato. So that only is true in Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says he comes up so in the edim, our pasul, there's a psul in the edim. Should be, you know, harai their pasul mikana haba. So once there's a psul in the edim, So then you can say Eidah Shebatal Miksaso Batal Kula, because there's a real psul. What Rashi says, Suda Kol Eidah Sheba'olam, it's not really relevant that it's possible to call Eidah Sheba'olam. It's just Rashi saying that to point it's a real psul. It's not just that practically speaking, we have no raya. What? I'm sorry?
It's a prerequisite for these 12 months of Batal Kula. You can't explain the Gemara without knowing that you can't explain Rava without saying that he's possible for
right. But what Sandy is saying, we don't need what you said because it's on the same topic.
In other words, Sandy is saying that
I misread Rashi. I read Rashi, posted a call, Idi Shabbatim, and since you're posted a call, Idi Shabbatim, you're also posted to the Eidus of Avasa, because that's also an Idi Shabbatim. That's how I read Rashi. That is definitely the simple reading of Rashi. You're posted a call, Idi Shabbatim, and therefore you're also posted for Avasa. Cato Doctor begins and says, you're only posted a call, Idi Shabbatim, in the future, not the past. Adam, I say the Shabbat the Mixah. So that's not what Rashi says. So what Sandy is saying is that really what Rashi means is your pasul on this Eidah because Eidah Shabbat the Mixah. But in order to say Eidah Shabbat the Mixah, you have to be totally bato. The fact that Bezin don't listen to you because there's a counterforce is not a bato. So, but being pasul to call Eidah Shabbat Eidah is a way of saying that you're bato. So it's not really relevant that you're possible to call Eidah Shabbatim. All you need is possible for this edges, but that's just how Rashi, that's a simon, that's why you possible for this edges, because you're possible to call Eidah Shabbatim.
Let's say a karov or an ageya. Do you think Eidah Shabbatim in those cases?
I don't know enough of my Bikias.
Because if the answer was no, then that would explain why you have to be. If it was just like a local soul, then it's not a real soul. That's just.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be a real soul. That could be a real soul. You're not. It's not that
we have to be modest.
We don't give you any Nemanis. Here, according to Rav Nachman, we give you Nemanis. The only thing is that we don't listen to you. We give you nemanis. It's just we can't listen because we encounter nemanis. Okay, let's look around.
The Rashbam on Divrei Masa Amar of Nachman, I mean, does clearly say Eidus Dachila Batla. I'm just saying. The Rashbam right before the last one, right? The second to last one.
Oh, no, but he
doesn't have to point out Butler. You should just say it's I'm saying it. Maybe trying to say that, but not going to hold it. Like we said, it's command the Isa. It's just we can't use it. He clearly says it is the Hila's Butler. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay. In other words, I hear is a valid point. In other words, if the aside of the Machlokes is that Rava has to get that it's a Butler. So they can have Eidah Shabbatah Miksah Shabbatah Kula, and Rav Nachman is not a butla. So Rashi is using a very poor choice of words. You know, this Rashi says Eidah Sachira butla. That's not true, because if it would really be butla, then you would say Shabbatah Miksah Shabbatah Kula. In other words, if you learn not like that, we're not using Eidah Shabbatah Miksah Shabbatah Kula in Rava. So you can say that Rashi is lav dafka. It just means batla because, practically speaking, it's batla because we have this counterforce. But if the whole vort of Rava is Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa, and the reason why Rav Nachman disagrees is because it's not Eidah Shabbatah Miksasa, then this is, you have a very valid point. Then Rashi's language in Rav Nachman is very misleading. You shouldn't say that a Quran Nachman says Eid is Achira Batla. The whole point is that it's not Batla. Okay, it sounds like, but I saw that, not my Bikias, that I saw in the index. I was looking, doing actually a little bit of research. So there's the quotes of Berger Shmu on this. And it's a very little piece, but it's the beginning. Maybe I'll try and send it or send us it's the Simin Lamed Zayin, the first paragraph of the Berger Shmu. He discusses this. Okay, but let's go a little further because I have to leave early today. I apologize. So let's go a little further. So we're not really sure in the Svara of Rava. I don't really understand Rashi. And we sure don't understand how the Gemara made Rava connected to Rav Chisda. So
does this sugya have to do with Eidus, or this has to do with Shani Chazaka, or just Shani Chazaka happens to be a byproduct?
Is
there
any case that we don't worry about or anything? This is
case. It happens to be this case here.
Rav Chisda, yeah, Rav Huna and Rav Chisda have nothing to do with Chazaka.
Okay, so the Gemara. I'm saying.
Says it's the same machlokes. The Gemara wanted to say so. It's not a machlokes in Hilchos Chazaka. The machlokes in Hilchos Eidus. Yes.
It happens to be. It's over here. I'll be saying it's not.
We're going off the tangent of Chazaka. Baruch Hashem, maybe, or not Baruch Hashem, I don't know. But this has nothing to do with Chazaka. Okay. Amrei Rava, I just want to catch you. See. Now, I'll tell you, I just want to get the next line. The Gemara says, Leima Rava, Rav Nachman, put Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, Kamiflegi. So I asked a question. I think I asked it yesterday. I don't even remember. Is Leima a question or is it a statement? So I was trying to do a little research. So I saw that the Kos Yeshuas assumes that it's a question because Leima usually is a question. And Iguba asks a kasha, it doesn't make sense. What's the question? He says, usually the question of Leima is why are you, the later people, saying your own opinions? You're like plagiarizing, the earlier opinions. Just say, I paskin like him, or I paskin like him, and especially you make up your own case. In other words, there was an earlier machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda in a different case. So why are you, Rav and Rav Nachman, making up a new case and making believe as if you're the first person? Just lema gets annoyed. So ask the Kais Yeshuas, that doesn't make sense here because the Gemara's mashma, there was a maisa. It's not that they came along and they were discussing theoretically the halacha. If you're discussing theoretically the halacha, then when they were giving their shir, they should have quoted the earlier people. But it was a Maisa Shahaya. The Maisa Shahaya. Zalmer Shava, there was a case. And now we want to paskin. So Rav Nachman paskin and Rava disagreed. So why can't it be? This is because Yeshua's Kasha. Why can't it be that, yeah, they're not Kinami? Rav Nachman happened to hold like Rav Huna. So he paskin like Rav Huna. And Rava happened to hold not like him. He said, not like him. They're not necessarily that there's a problem. The whole problem of Lema Ketanoi is that you should have quoted. But here is a Maisa, especially Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is just passing the Shaila. He has to quote. Someone asked me a Shaila. I pass him because I learned Mishnah Brura. So I pass him.
If it was Tanoim, you would say the same thing. Like, why do I have to quote him? I'm just
maybe, yeah. Now, the Kol Yeshua is his conscious, even if it's Tanoim, too. Yes. He says, I thought that it was time. It's not such a question because I don't know. I didn't have this in mind when I was asking yesterday that maybe there's nothing so terrible that one Amora doesn't know what another Amora said. It's one thing that Amora has to know a Tana. So that's a lame Ketanoi. How could you not know the Mishnah? But maybe Enoch and Rav Nachman and Rava didn't know Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. That's what I was saying yesterday. I agree. I was saying a completely different point. That's why I thought it's not so partial that the Gemara is asking a kasha. But he has a different problem. His problem is that Avada Amaron are supposed to know earlier Amaron. And that the Gemara would have a right to ask a question. But his problem is that since this is a Maisa Shahaya, so they're allowed to voice an opinion without quoting. That was his gotcha. So interesting, just quickly, he answers that Enochinami, if Rav Nachman is no kashan, Rav Nachman is voicing an opinion. But the question is Rava. Rava is not voicing opinion, Rava is asking a question. So he says, what's Rava doing asking a question? If Rava knows, if Rava is going only like one Amora, and he knows there's a Machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, and Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, and he wants to basken like Rav Chisda, what's he doing asking a question? You know that the great Rav Huna disagreed. So Rav Nachman can go like Rav Huna. What's your problem, Rava? Rava, you're going on the offensive. You're attacking Rav Nachman. You're saying that Rav Nachman, you're crazy. You're not making any sense. What about this problem?
But Rabbi had a tzad yesterday that it wasn't a kasha, it was a statement.
Right. That's very interesting. It makes it very interesting. The Kol Yeshua's answer for the Gemara is that the Gemara's problem is, why is Rava asking a kasha? If Rava just happens to pass in like Rav Chisda, but he knows that Rav Huna disagrees. Rav Huna already, they know that they're about like it's of earlier people. So, you can't go ahead and ask a kasha. Rav Nachman is like Rav Huna.
But is that the way to ask this question?
What?
Is that the way that the Gemara would ask such a question? I mean, the Gemara does sometimes ask, what are you asking? The Talia Ba'ashli Ravravi, he has with the Sinochan.
So that's what the Kachuas is saying, that the Gemara is saying, Lema, they're arguing that argument. And if that's true, I mean, I agree, it's Chosra in the Lashing Mara. If that's true, then why in the world is Rava asking a question? That's what the Gemara means to say, quite Sheshua. But again, I hear it's a little closer. But the nice thing is what Tzvi said is we were bothered by why the Bach changed Ha to Viha, right? I think we were bothered by that. Right? I think so. That the Viha is a question and Ha is a statement. So at least according to the Kol Yeshuas, the whole Gemara only makes sense if Rav is asking a question. If Rav is just making a statement, then we would never ask Lema Ketanoi, because Lema, the same Achleikas, because Enochinami. This was a Maisa Shaya, and Enochinami, that's what happened. They're each one, Rav Nachman held like Rav Huna, and Rav held like Rav Chisda, and then they're allowed to state their opinions. But the only Gemara's problem, when the Gemara says Lema, is because what's Rav going on the offensive? So that's only if he's asking Akasha. So the Bach, assuming the Bach agreed to the Kol Yeshuas, I don't know if that's legal, but assuming the Bach agreed to the Kol Yeshuas, then you have to be good for Ha. It's just very nice. Because the whole Kol Yeshuas answer is only if it's a question. Okay. I would be very interested to see if there's anyone who argues with the Kol Yeshuas and says that it's a statement. Lema. Not a statement. It's not a question of that it's shver, but it's a question of clarification. The Gemara is searching to understand what the Machlokes revolves on. They're saying, is this correct? Are we correct that this is a Machlokes? But not that.
Why is there be interested in that?
Because that would answer, first of all, would answer a lot of problems. It would answer my problem that what's so terrible That's an Amora has to, who said Amora has to know what an earlier Amora said. Second, it would answer the Kos Yeshua's problem. It would answer the Kos Yeshua's problem because, you know, that even if, though it is a Maitha Shoya, and it also would answer one of the problems that we asked today. We asked today that seemingly Rava is not exactly like Rav Chisda because Rava has Eidah Shabbat Miksasa, and Rav Chisda doesn't have that. So we tried to answer that today, but I'm not sure, right? You know, Shmuel has a good Gasha, so it's not so partial. So it could be that if the Gemara is asking a Kasha, Lema Ketanoi Shver, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? There are ways of explaining Rava that it's not the same issue. You know, there's you're going on the offensive. What's the offensive? I can give a Yesh Makom Lechadek. You can go in and you can say, but both to defend Rav Nachman and Rava. You can defend Rava. You can say Rava is different because it's an Eidah Shabbat Miksasa, which is maybe what the Gemara sort of says. And you can also say Rav Nachman is different because this Eidah came first, right? And as Rav Nachman, what's the Gemara's Kasha and Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman can theoretically agree Rav Chisda, and this Eidah came first. But if the Gemara is searching to understand, I don't know if that would be better. Okay, but maybe like it's not a question. It's just we're trying to understand. So we're trying to understand. We're not saying that it's problematic that it's the same, but that we either we prefer that it's the same. Better if it's the same. Okay, I don't know. I just really interested to see. Okay, I'm gonna have to go. I apologize.
Is Lema and Nema the same thing?
What?
Is Lema and Nema the same thing?
I don't know. I'm not such a big bucky.
Rabbeinu Geshem used the word name. Like usually Rabbeinu Geshem like introduces that and the Gemara asks Akasha. I mean, that's the usual way. He doesn't say that here. He just says, Nema, this is one says, this is what he says. And he says like him and he says like him.
So, okay. All right. I'm going to have to excuse myself. I'm sorry. So I'm going to try and look at that picture.